Good morning. It is the second of five Fridays. Yes, five Friday and five Saturday, March. I have Jordan Cox in the studio. Today with me, we're talking about dealer trust and Gen Z and a surprise Rivian and whatever else comes up. Is that a new guitar behind you?
No, it's the same one.
Is it?
I wish it was new. Which one? This one?
The teal one. Yeah. Yeah, the green one.
No, the teal one's my favorite.
Oh, is it? That's why it's right in the middle. It's favorite, right, favorite child?
Right next to the longboard.
Hey, oh my gosh. Yeah. Got it. Oh, well, look, we are just, Kyle and I were on the ground at dealerships and industry partners over the last few days. Kyle's flight we were both supposed to get in like well after midnight last night. I got home and he was like, he texted me that they were moving him from one plane to another plane. So that's never good when that's happening like 2 hours after your flight was supposed to have arrived home. So he's not quite in the saddle yet, Jordan, but Jordan's always bright eyed, bushy tailed, ready to go.
Anything for Paul in the morning show, right?
Yeah, that's what I always say. Right? Oh, a couple things to talk about. Obviously, we got a SotaCon coming in 67 days.
That's right.
Coming in hot. The early bird discounts are ending soon. So, like, real soon, like less than a week. So, if you're going to get your tickets, get them now. Save some money. Come to the best event you've ever been to on May 15th and 16th, and we'll just call it a quarter. What do you say?
There you go.
We're going to have lots of things coming up. Wocan Breakfast. Maryland Auto Dealer Association is hosting their annual meeting in conjunction with the SotaCon. There's going to be just a lot of great dealers, industry partners, dealer association. We have probably like 4 to 6 dealer association presidents representing. I can't go through all the things right now, but we do have Will Gadara, who is everywhere on the internet right now. Author of Unreasonable Hospitality, and he's our keynote speaker. So come meet him in person and be the coolest person you know of. How's that? How's that for the value prop?
There you go.
We're going to be firing up the Effective Podcast stage. It's just going to be a whole thing. And we do have a couple more announcements probably going to come and come at you next week. But we're running short on time today just because of all the flights and the shenanigans. Because it's Friday. We have things to do. So let's get into some stories. And we'll just talk through these, try to bring you a little insight even. So the KPA Dealership Trust Survey sheds light on significant trust gap in the automotive sector, with a majority of consumers skeptical about dealership honesty and pricing and practices. So this was actually a survey conducted by Harris Poll, surveyed 2,000 adults in January of 2024 this year. Over 30% of respondents had a negative experience, while 75% had a negative perception. If that makes sense, it does. On the experience side, 34% say they felt pressured for add-ons. So we're talking F&I, and we have an F&I story next about millennials. 30% agreed on the price only to find hidden fees in the paperwork. 28% felt the salesperson was trying to trick them, and 29% left and went to another dealership. On the perception side, 86% concerned about hidden fees. 76% don't trust dealerships to be honest with pricing. 84% say price transparency is lacking at most dealerships. 84% said that reviews they read are important, with 93% of Gen Z buyers saying they use reviews and that negative reviews significantly impact their experience and their perception of dealers. So, Jordan, I know we have a lot of good operators, but it sounds like we have some work to do.
I would say so. Like, real quick on this, the one thing that comes to my mind is there's so many people that are looking to buy vehicles right now. And because we know that sentiment is so negative on that side of it, especially with automotive retail, that when there's a store that can perfect that and really get that referral process going, that's really where there's some money and some referral opportunities to be made.
You know, the negative sentiment and the negative perception, this ties in with the cars rule, and we know that the cars rule is kind of on hold right now. So everyone's it's really dropped off the face of the earth when it comes to conversations. But the reality is the sentiment is still there. And I know there's big conversations, lots of ways to do business, some one price, some negotiation free. But the bottom line is this: know that that part of the experience, customers are hyper sensitive to it. Add-ons at the end, feeling like they had one conversation on the floor and then another conversation in the F&I office. Yeah. And so just very, be very sensitive on that part. And speaking of people being sensitive in the F&I office,
Segway.
These two stories really do run together. This is another story from Automotive News today. Gen Z, so they're now ages 20 to 25. Yeah, Gen Zers are 25 years old. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And they make up now 18% of the U.S., according to a Cox study that they presented at the 2024 NADA show. And it's looking like they have a unique appetite when it comes to F&I, the process, the products. And the key to unlocking the good stuff isn't all digital, as you might think. So despite being digital natives, Gen Z buyers prefer the blend of online and in-person experience. It's something that we've been talking about a lot. When we talk to people on the street anecdotally, they always say they like coming into the store. So according to the presentation by Cox's Tracy Freddy said, there are people who will spend time online to do research, then come into the dealership. So rather than waiting till the very end of the sale to pitch financing, which is very common practice, move it to the front. So you're talking about the deal holistically. We got some input from David Lawrence, Director of Finance and Development of LaFontaine Ford of Birch Run in Michigan, who was also, by the way, ranked number one for millennial employees or by millennial employees in the Auto News Best Dealerships Workforce. So they have a little street cred on this one. Basically, they said that the Gen Z doesn't just want to frivolously spend. They're much more cost conscious than their millennial counterparts. And he said, transparency in dealing with Gen Z buyers is paramount. They're frugal. They want to know what the full cost is, and they want to talk numbers. This is interesting. They want to talk numbers before they test drive. How about that?
Interesting, which really flips the entire process on its head, doesn't it?
Doesn't it really? And who was it? We were talking just the consumer journey is dead, right? The path that the path to purchase, it's like the consumer is the architect now. They are saying like, no, I don't want to do this, drive it, get in the ether, talk one number, go in the F&I, end up adding. They don't like the surprises. They like the planning. So, I think some dealers are more capable than others are making this pivot quickly. And then some, it's going to be real hard.
Yeah. Well, I forget who said it, but they said it best is we look at it as like a selling process for us, but really we need to have a better buying process for the customer. And when we can really let them buy the way that they want to buy, especially knowing this information for that next generation, that's going to make a huge difference process wise, which then turns into better closing rates and just better efficiency at the store as a whole.
You know, when you were in the stores and you were marketing to, millennials, Gen Zers. Did you have any like special trajectory when you made content or like were you part of the process architecture, how you spoke, how you talked to them, the meet and greets and all that?
So like a few things come to my mind, especially back when I was selling too, because I sold for 7 years before that. I was always super upfront and super transparent about what was covered, what and what wasn't, because we were just a used import lot. Yes, it was luxury side of it. It was, yes, we did carry Volkswagen, Audi, Mercedes, BMW, all the European imports, but like being really upfront about that and having that conversation about what is covered and what isn't before we even go on a test drive made a huge difference. And I'm talking like warranty wise, because sometimes you would have BMW would do a 4 year, 40,000 mile warranty. And that's also for their powertrain. So that, 4 year, 48,000 mile warranty. And that's for their powertrain too. So now all of a sudden you get a 50,000 mile vehicle that's just out of lease and you need an extended warranty on it for coverage. That was super important, especially for the right people. So that's why I always change verbiage in that process.
Understood. So my son is a millennial. He's 17. And I always pay attention and observe what he does and how he buys things. And I will say
Gen Z.
Oh, what did I say? Yeah, millennial? Millennial? Thank you. Gen Z. And I'll tell you what, like very, very thoughtful about how he purchases things.
Yeah.
How he researches things, how they are. There is definitely a sensitivity to like surprise, which is there's just surprise built into the F&I process.
Sure.
Right. And there's like this buildup and like, trying to build value and then show the price. It's tough because when you build value and then show the price, I think Gen Zers have a tendency to feel like they're being had.
Yeah, and so, exactly. They're being sold to instead of anything else.
I know. That's all we have time for today. But I think the bottom line is pay attention to the human element, because how someone's perceiving something is their reality, whether or not it's been our process or not. So, hey, weekend's a great time to pay attention to these things, adjust where necessary, and sell some cars, everybody.